You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Chukat. Saying goodbye isn't always easy. With an international family as I have, I always find that the departure lounge at airports can be a very depressing place. Invariably, whether I'm flying from America to England, England to Israel, Israel to America, wherever it is, a goodbye needs to be said. And it's hard to say goodbye. And with my family, we've developed this thing we do where we try to elongate the goodbye process to just be together for those extra few moments when the time has come to leave. In this week's Torah portion, we see that for God also, saying goodbye can be difficult. It is this week, as we read the Torah portion of Chukat, that we finally understand that Moses and Aaron will not be the ones to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. They will be passing on to the next generation. But the way that God goes about setting up that scenario can feel a little difficult for us. The people complain about the lack of water after the death of Miriam, and God commands Moses to go and speak to the rock. But he also says to Moses to take with him his rod. In many ways, Moses has the rod because God told him to have the rod with him. But when he gets that rock, he sees the people who've complained bitterly while he wants to mourn for his sister. And what he does is he says to them, "Rebels," and he strikes the rock twice, bringing forth water. It is this striking of the rock which God cites as the reason that he will not be chosen to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. God seeks to find an excuse for saying goodbye to Moses and for passing on to the next generation. But when we read the text, we can feel discomfort at the fact that it was God in the first place who told Moses to take the rod with him when he went to speak to the rock. It is without a doubt clear that Moses did not follow God's exact instructions and that God never intended for Moses to strike the rock. But at the same time, God placed the rod in his hand, putting temptation in his path. God knew that it would be hard to say to Moses, "It's time for a change. It's time for Joshua to take over and lead the people into the Promised Land." And so as we read this week's Torah portion, we might feel that God too found a way to make the goodbye a little bit easier by finding an excuse for why the goodbye was necessary. As we continue with the story of Moses, we see that God struggles with this goodbye and feels the pain of Moses' departure, but God remains resolute. And after this incident, it's clear that a new generation will be leading the Israelites into the land of Israel. At that final goodbye between God and Moses in the book of Deuteronomy, we see that sometimes the only way to say goodbye is with a kiss. Shabbat Shalom.